You're listening to Rattigan's Rockcast, a series focused on talking about music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even current. Now, here's your host, Tom Rattigan.
What's going on, guys? Welcome to Rattigan's Rockcast. I am your host, Tom Rattigan. Thank you, whether you are listening to this on Amazon, Spotify, Castos, Anchor, wherever you are on, I am glad you are on. So, for today's edition, we are going to be talking about the 2000s. But what exactly are we going to be talking about when it comes to the 2000s? Well, here, I'll let you know. So, in the 2000s, we wondered what was going to be the new era of rock music. What would we expect with rock and roll? In the 90s, we had Nirvana. We had Pearl Jam. But who was going to bring the rock element in the 2000s? Because we had the pop element. We saw that coming with Britney Spears. Beyonce was about to emerge too. She was still in Destiny's Child around this time. But what was really going to be the case for rock and roll? And, you know, a thing that we got close to that was John Mayer. John Mayer is somebody who brought that old soul vibe from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. He was that person that could lift, that could save rock from what was going to be expected in the 2000s. And he did a good job with that in his debut album, Room for Squares. Even in the title itself, it shows you he's an old soul. It's a reference to the jazz musician Hank Mobley's 1964 album, No Room for Squares. So it shows you that, like, this guy loved music from, you know, the 60s, 50s, 70s. He was a huge fan of Stevie Ray Vaughan. And, you know, this album showed him skill as a singer-songwriter and all that. And this album is definitely an interesting album that has a lot of good collection of songs and all that. And, you know, I think, you know, now that it, you know, it was released in 2001, so it's been with us for 20 years now. It's an interesting album that shows his John Mayer style. I think what I've always loved about John Mayer is his voice. I always thought his voice was different than others. It was not like a normal type of singing voice. And not that it was a bad voice by any means, but almost in a sense that, I'm not comparing his voice to Bob Dylan in a sense, but had a very distinct voice that you could just know it's him. And, you know, in all that sense. So, it, a little unusual, but, you know, something very, you know, like, you can listen to it. It doesn't hurt your ears. You know, but there's something about, you know, his type of songwriting, the type of style, and the way he sings his songs and all that. And, you know, this album definitely brings the vibe of what his, you know, where he was going through at this time, you know, as a songwriter and all that. He was still very young when he did this album. He was just like, you know, 22, 23 and all that. Like, he was 23 when he got signed, you know, for a record deal and all that. And, you know, this album came out on Columbia and all that. And it was, you know, definitely, I think the one thing about this record that you can tell, it's like, it's not, you know, a very, it's not coming at your face, and it's not this whole, like, it's a simple record, in a sense. And I feel like I've used this word a lot, but in a sense, it's not, you know, a very, you know, artistic album. It's a perfect album for somebody who's young, who has all these songs coming out and all that. And even the cover art for it works well. It's not anything, it's just a photograph of John Mayer in some kind of room and all that, a very young John Mayer and all that. And it's just, you know, that's really what it is. It just is that kind of album that just has all these songs that he wrote. Now, the problem that I have when it comes to this album is that, as much as I like all the songs on this album, I do think that some of them don't flow well as an album, and I think it seems more of a collection of songs and all that. Like, for instance, you know, we'll talk more about, you know, No Such Thing, but the first song, No Such Thing, is a very interesting song that John Mayer wrote about his experience, you know, of, you know, it's a very personal experience of what was going to happen to him after high school. Where was he going to go? What was his future? And it was, you know, about And the song's about a social worker telling him, you know, what his future is. Stay inside the line is stay inside the lines and all that. You know, don't, you know, do what is considered normal. Don't get out of it. And he's writing about something greater. And, you know, just something of like, you know, it's like, you know, almost like a liberation of freedom, in a sense, you know, of just, you know, figuring out who you are, you know, like the lines, running through the halls of my high school, screaming from the top of my lungs, you know, finding out that there is no such thing as the real world, it's just a lie, you've got to rise above. And I think with those lyrics, it shows that, you know, the world is what you make it, and the world you can enjoy the world in many ways. You don't need to hate or despise what the world brings you. And I think that's what this song brings. And I think if anything, if I'd have to say about this album, if there was any theme or concept, is that it's about being in your early 20s, you know, still a few years from, you know, graduating high school, looking back on your teenage years, you know, looking at what you want to achieve, focusing on love, you know, for, you know, really, you know, in experiencing that love for the first, you know, like love and romance for the first time too, you know, and all that. And, you know, No Such Thing is a good song for that. And then the second song, Why Georgia, is, you know, John Mayer talking about a quarter life crisis that he had and all that sense. And it's, you know, it is definitely, in a sense, I think, biographical of what he did, you know, it's an autobiography, you know, in a sense, of his time, and all that, you know, because, you know, in all that sense, and of what his music was, and because he was living in Georgia at the time, and, you know, I think it works well, you know, at first, it comes off a little like, what is this on, and then, you know, once you get into the chorus, you know, this seems like, you know, a good, you know, like a typical John Mayer style song, and it works well. And now getting on to the third track, I think this is a very comedic song, and I think it shows John Mayer's also ability to, you know, be funny as well, because, you know, of course there are times that, you know, now people who know John Mayer, he also, you know, is sort of a comedian in all that sense on social media, you know, I think he even tried stand up at one point and all that, you know. And I think, you know, this song definitely is a comedic song about just, you know, not knowing when to shut up, you know, when you're young, and when you're on a date with somebody that you like, and you realize that you showed a little bit too much of yourself, and you need to bring it back a little. That's what this song is, and it's realizing that, you know, like, oh, maybe I was too obnoxious, or oh, maybe I did this wrong. And I think, you know, it's just realizing that, you know, also too, that, you know, you do this, people do this stuff because they want to be liked, you know, and all that, you know, because music is a universal language, and this, you know, song speaks to everybody in that sense of that people just want to be liked, you know, people don't want to, you know, people just want to come off funny, people want to be funny to the person that they're interested in, you know, they really want to, you know, get their attention, they really want to attract them, you know, and that's what this is, you know, and all that. And you know, and I think what is interesting and what's clever in the song is how it's like, he says the line, I'm never speaking again, then stops, and it's starting now, and he keeps saying he's gonna start now, and then it stops. And then he goes back to, like, one more thing. And that's where it's, like, he realizes why he does the things he does. You know, he's doing. You know, it's, like, it's almost like it's a thought process of what's going on, you know? And that's what I think is clever about it. And then we get into the fourth track, which is probably one of John Mayer's biggest hits, which is Your Body is Wonderland. And, you know, this is definitely, you know, a romance song. You know, very, you know, just one of those sweet romance songs that, you know, you probably would want to, sing to a girl that you, or impress a girl with, in all that sense, and play on guitar. It's definitely one of those songs and all that. You know, this song, I think, in some ways, you know, made John Mayer something that, you know, he didn't want to be, or that kind of separated from his music, that this son kind of saw him as a ladies' man, which, you know, there, you know, he had that reputation as time went on in the 2000s. And I think, you know, in some ways he didn't like that the son, you know, had the way the song was given that attention and all that. And of course, you know, critics, you know, like, you know, I think, you know, of course, teared it apart of being like, oh, he's just such a ladies' man. He's just like, oh, I think, you know, and all that, you know, and all that stuff. Like, oh, he's just like, you know, expressing how much of a heartthrob he is to girls and all that. But, you know, I think, you know, you have to, you really, and I think the people that, and I think people have a problem with this, and I've seen this with John Mayer and I've seen this with other musicians. I really think it's a problem when people, you know, focus too much on their personal lives. You know, we're all people in all sense. Like, I don't care, really, about a musician's personal life. As, like, you shouldn't either. It doesn't matter in the end. What matters is they're famous for a reason. They're not famous because of themselves, and they're not famous because they're just some, you know, regular person. They're famous because they have songs that they've performed. They did something that got people's attention. And that's what you focus on. You focus on the art form of that person and not the person himself or herself. That's what you need to focus on. And that's what I think is literally what people didn't focus on with John Mayer in the 2000s. People tried to get away from that. I think they're, you know, and all that. But regardless, this song is a really good song. And it just, it works so well. You know, I think it's just like, you know, it's like I said, it's got that like sexy type of melody, and you can tell it's like, it's sort of like, you know, going into that romance setting. And of course in the music video it shows that too. But I think it works well as this type of love song, and it's produced well, and it's just, you know, especially for the 2000s, I think it works well as that type of song. And yeah. But now, so this is where the album, the pacing of the album gets a little too different for me. This is where I start feeling it's no longer an album, it's just a collection of songs. And that's when they go to Neon. And Neon is a very, like, jazzy tune, which is great. Like I said, I don't have a problem with these songs. I just, like, have, like, a problem of how they flow on the album. Like, it's weird how Your Body is Wonderland, you know, is before Neon, and then Neon's right after, because they're totally two different styles. Neon has definitely got that jazz style, and then you've got a song like City Love, which I think is great in a sense, because, and it's sort of, I guess, similar to that sense, but it also seems like it's a different turn from, you know, No Such Thing in Your Body is Wonderland, and all that. But, you know, it's definitely, I think, you know, more of like that ballad side of John Mayer and all that, and I think I like that part and all that. You know, it's very, you know, and I think what also is clever in that is, because it's talking about the New York City and falling asleep to the sound of sirens and using it as the Simon and Garfunkel song Sound of Silence, singing in that type of style, which I thought was clever and all that. That's what I have to say of that. Other songs I like on this album, like 83, like I said, this album is really like, you know, kind of like people in their 20s realizing, you know, what they know about their themselves at this age, and sort of where they wish they can go back to. And in this song, John Mayer wishes that he was 6 years old again, and, you know, that his life was like 1983. And I think it's an interesting song too, because he talks about, like, you know, his brother and all that, and you know, in these days, I wish I was Superman, kind of going back to your fantasies of who you wish you were as a kid, and wishing that you could do it all over, and wish you could be what you said you were going to be when you were 6 years old. And so it goes on that, it focuses on that too, you know, and all that. And, you know, I think the song is a very funny and interesting song, and I don't have a problem with how that flows so much on the album. Definitely, it's definitely different shit. Like Neon's a definitely different shift. I feel like I would say that the first four tracks, it's like a side one. Neon is like this little, you know, interplay and all that, and then we go to like, and then side two is City Love to, you know, the end, which is St. Patrick's Day. And, you know, like, for instance, other songs, like, I like Love Song for No One. That's a song that definitely fits well with John Mayer's type of music, of what he's known for. I like Three Times Five, which was a bonus track. You know, works well, too, and all that. And I like, you know, and I think the song that ends this album pretty well is St. Patrick's Day, you know? And, you know, it's a very, I think, beautiful type of ballad, and I think, you know, the guitar work is good in it, the acoustic guitar, and just the instrumentation itself just works pretty well, and, you know, the way the ending of the song works, too, is even great, and so that is my spiel about this album with John Mayer. What do you guys think? What is your favorite John Mayer album? Is there any John Mayer album you would like me to talk about in the future? Let me know in the comments and all that. And that's it for this podcast for today. Thank you, and see you next time. Bye.